Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, the funeral of Martha Nolan O'Slattery dominates a lot of the front pages today. The Irish Sun: she was a shining light. Fashion designer Martha Nolan O'Slattery was a shining light, her partner told mourners at her funeral yesterday. Also, the front of the Irish Daily Mirror: in our hearts forever. The funeral of tragic fashion designer Martha Nolan O'Slattery: heard she was a positive presence in every space she entered. Hundreds gathered in Carlow yesterday, where her devastated partner Nick said, "We've all been lucky to have known Martha, and we must live every day with her in our hearts." And her sister Jackie added, "You taught me everything I need to know in life." Some heartbreaking front pages there after that funeral in Carlow. The main story on the front of the Irish Daily Mail is that parents are being warned that potentially fatal nitrous oxide — this is this laughing gas — potentially fatal nitrous oxide is being marketed with vape-style fruit flavours to entice children. So as if the name laughing gas isn't enticing enough, now it's flavoured as well to try and get kids to start using it. Nitrous oxide, as I say, it's known as laughing gas. It's also known as hippie crack, and it's now being sold in sweet flavours by drug dealers to children as young as 12. That's according to TD for Sinn Féin Mark Ward, who's been speaking to the Irish Daily Mail. And apparently the canisters are easily available to buy on official websites for use in making cocktails. And flavours include mango, strawberry, grape and bubble gum. And reading more of that article, Mark Ward warning that every playground in the country you go into, you see, and every park you go into, you see these discarded canisters. So they're very, very popular here. And there's a call now to outlaw the hippie crack, as it's called, or laughing gas, or dangerous nitrous oxide. The Irish Examiner on the front page, staying with young people, says pupils in schools are widely falling for myths and misconceptions around sex because they're relying on social media and AI for their information. So they're not getting their info off their parents, they're not getting it in their schools, they're getting it from AI, which certainly isn't accurate. Almost two-thirds of pupils questioned as part of an education programme believed that using contraception can lead to infertility. So two-thirds of our young people think if you use contraception, you're going to become infertile. Young people are absolutely now relying on AI to get their information. If you're relying on ChatGPT or Meta AI, you are assuming the background information they're providing you with is accurate, says Fergal Malone, who's head of the RCSI's Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology. And AI is just echoing inputs from other sources like TikTok. So AI is getting the information from TikTok and spreading it to young people. And this is why they're all falling for the myths around sexual health. Also, the Irish Examiner says that the government is going to crack down on people breaking existing rules on flying drones by imposing fines of €500 or more. I was saying recently how uncomfortable I felt sitting out in my garden and having this drone going over my head and didn't know where they're taking images or what they were doing. Well, anyway, you're going to be fined under new rules if you operate a drone. New fixed charge offences have been confirmed by Transport Minister Dara O'Brien, and fines for lesser sentences are going to be about €500. Obviously, if you start interfering with planes or the Coast Guard, you're going to face a lot bigger fine. But even for people in their gardens, it could be £500. The Irish Independent says Taoiseach Micheál Martin could have a Fianna Fáil presidential candidate on the pitch in the next 10 days. Pressure is building within his party to outline his plans. and apparently private conversations in Fianna Fáil are being held to try and force a meeting to discuss the party's strategy. By the way, there are some backbenchers in Fianna Fáil who apparently want Micheál Martin to run for president. He says he's not, but in the next 10 days, according to the Indo, we're going to get news of a Fianna Fáil candidate for the Oras. The Irish Times on the front page says just 7% of people applying for the defective concrete block scheme have had their homes remediated in the 5 years since the scheme opened. So this is the MICA block scheme. Just 7% of the houses have been fixed under this scheme. We've 2,870 applications in, and out of those, 220 homeowners have had their works completed. So that scheme being criticised in the Irish Times. The Irish Daily Star, Keep Calm and Mokara On. Kneecap rap star Mokara pleaded with fans to ignore the distraction of his UK terror trial as Israel annihilates Gaza, says the Star. And a support rally was held for Limo Gohani in Dublin last night following a protest outside GAA HQ, where Dublin legend David Hickey called on the GAA to end their deal with the insurance firm Allianz. That's the front of the Star. Inside the paper is a lot about property prices and the CSO, and the Indo tells us property prices rising at multiples of the wage increases workers are receiving. So workers are getting maybe a 1% pay rise, but house prices are shooting up by 8% in the year to June, according to the CSO. And the average price of a property in Ireland now €370,000, which is up €32,500 in a year. I don't know how first time buyers are making this work, because it's a huge whack of money to just go up by in the space of 12 months. I do know of some examples recently. I know of a house in Kildare where the asking price was €630,000. The current highest bid for that house is €780,000. I know of a house in Cavan that's up for €250,000. Latest bid is €320,000. And there's a house in Wicklow I heard of where it was up for €535,000. The current bid is €595,000. So don't mind the asking prices. They're just a guide. House prices shooting up. And that's what the CSO is saying. If you're heading for some last minute sun during the summer, the Irish Independent is telling us about Irish holidaymakers in European countries like Italy and France face higher risks of getting mosquito-borne diseases with seasonal peaks in August and September. This is the West Nile virus, and this is becoming the new normal in Europe, we are told. So now there's a greater risk of getting mosquito-borne diseases. And mosquitoes love our Irish skin as well. So many Irish people say they get ate alive when they go on holidays. Two final stories for you. We've a new Google phone out. This is the Google Pixel 10. Times of London tells us that this new smartphone is going to boss you around, so you make sure you get the perfect photo. Google's Pixel 10 has a feature called Camera Coach, which will give on-screen instructions on framing and composition. So you're taking a picture of someone and it's going to come up and tell you, get the subject to look into the camera or lower the camera slightly. And Camera Coach is telling you to move closer to the person and the sculpture to emphasise the unique texture and form of the sculpture. So this is where technology is going. And finally, in the Star, Oasis fans could be heading for a winter of discontent because experts are warning of post-gig blues. Obviously, Oasis fans had a wonderful weekend last weekend in Croke Park. Now the fear is that they're going to be down in the dumps for weeks after the high of the shows. And John McElhaney, a psychology professor from Bournemouth University, says people who go to these one-off momentous events are unable to maintain the high they experience, and they have to come back to the reality of getting up and going to work. And if people start sharing memories and photos of the gig, it amplifies the feeling of sadness and regret that is over. So it's only natural if you're at the Oasis gig that now you're feeling a bit low, says this expert.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight. With expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results. Expert support. Lose more weight. Make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.